You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amanda Fries is reporting in the Times Union. Protesters held a climate justice vigil Sunday, September 25th, outside the governor's mansion in Albany. The group cited environmental, health, and public safety concerns in their effort to convince Governor Andrew Cuomo to take more aggressive action to stop the Algonquin Incremental Market Pipeline. The vigil was sponsored by Stop NY Fracked Gas Pipeline and drew 21 people, including a Buddhist monk and the members of several anti-fracking and anti-pipeline groups. Cuomo last year called for a halt to pipeline construction, pending a review by state agencies of its safety and environmental impact, but the request was rejected by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The major point of concern is the pipeline's proposed proximity to Indian Point. Parts of the pipeline would be located within 105 feet of the nuclear complex, and a pipeline rupture could cut off power to the plant and endanger those nearby, protesters said. AIM is a project of Houston-based Spectra Energy. It runs along the existing Algonquin line that carries gas from New Jersey and points west to the Boston area. Once running, it would bring hydrofractured gas from Pennsylvania through New York and on to Canada for export. Paula Clare, a protester from Garrison, noted that the AIM pipeline is due to be operational November 1st. Quote, that's a little more than a month from now, so this is an urgent situation, she said. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting the movie Blind will have its world premiere at the Woodstock Film Festival next month, and the film's co-star Alec Baldwin is scheduled to attend the annual event. Festival organizers made the announcement Monday, September 26th. The film that also features Demi Moore will be the opening night feature of the 17th annual event, which runs from October 13th to 16th at venues in Woodstock, Rosendale, Rhinebeck, and Saugerties. The festival will also show Loving, about an interracial couple sentenced to prison in Virginia in 1958 for getting married. The full festival lineup includes the screening of 130 films, panel discussions, and special events. Information is available at woodstockfilmfestival.com. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail the conversation about the proposed new Greene County jail continued at a meeting of the county legislature's Public Safety Committee last week. Committee Chair William Lawrence reported the jail task forces are still active and working on the design in collaboration with Delaware Engineering. Lawrence said a public input committee will be established in the coming weeks for residents to share their opinions about the project. The county budget will be developed in November, and it may or may not include a new jail. County Administrator Sean Grodin pointed out there are a number of environmental concerns with the plan, including the impact on traffic and on wildlife. There is also concern about the volume of clay at the site. Grodin said there's a potential drainage problem with the structure because clay has a poor absorption rate. Greene County currently boards its incarcerated people in other counties at the cost of $1 million per year due to the condition of the existing county jail, Lawrence said. A public hearing on the new jail plan will be held at 6:20 p.m. Wednesday, October 19th, in the county office building in Catskill. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.